Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now, more information of what that breaking news was from Amelia. That court hearing in New York, so crucial to the future of Prince Andrew, has just ended. Live to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Eddie, it took around an hour, and at the end of it, the judge said that he will issue a ruling in due course. He didn't issue a ruling at the end of this court hearing, saying that he understood the passions and appreciated the arguments that he'd heard. You'll have a decision pretty soon, he said. I am not going to define that further. But I'm bound to say, having listened to that for the last hour, and let's just remind everyone, I'm not a lawyer, but having listened to it for the last hour, it was pretty evident in which direction the judge's ruling is heading, and it's not in Prince Andrew's favour. His lawyers, at the beginning of the hearing, insisted that that agreement signed by Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein back in 2009, that was released only yesterday, an agreement that saw Virginia Giuffre being paid $500,000 in compensation by Jeffrey Epstein, even though he explicitly did not concede to any guilt as a result of signing the settlement agreement. Prince Andrew's lawyer said that the document was unambiguous, that clearly Virginia Giuffre intended to release a broad category of individuals, including royalty, from any future legal action. Remember, there's a clause in this document in which Virginia Giuffre releases people who are known in the document as other potential defendants. And so the prince's lawyers were arguing that Prince Andrew is another potential defendant and therefore is released and freed from the prospect of being sued by Virginia Giuffre as a result of her agreement to sign that deal with Jeffrey Epstein. But the judge sounded very sceptical about the claims that the Duke of York's lawyers were making, suggesting that it's impossible fully to understand what Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein thought they were agreeing to, because the language used in the document is imprecise. The judge also zeroed in on two other sections of the document. One section that we talked about on the program yesterday that suggests the agreement is not admissible in any proceeding or case against or involving Jeffrey Epstein. In other words, why are they even talking about this agreement, given that the agreement itself is said to be inadmissible in courts of law? But also a section of the document that saw both parties, Jeffrey Epstein and Virginia Giuffre, agreeing to keep the agreement secret. In other words, the judge appeared to be suggesting that for two separate reasons, the document is not a legal agreement on which the Duke of York can base a request for the case to be dismissed. Virginia Giuffre's lawyer, David Boies, also suggested that the agreement was even more restrictive than the judge appeared to be proposing, arguing that it's specifically applied to the legal jurisdiction in Palm Beach County in Florida, where the agreement was signed. And of course, that is a jurisdiction in which Prince Andrew is not currently facing any legal action. This civil lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre has been lodged in the Southern District of New York. And the judge seemed to accept the argument that this agreement applied to legal proceedings in Florida and did not necessarily allow itself to be used in courts outside the Sunshine State. This was complex legalese that was underway. At one point, there was an exchange that almost sounded like that old Marx Brothers routine about the party of the first part and the party of the second part, that contracting scene from A Night at the Opera. But once it was over, the judge said that he is going to go away and and consider his decision. It didn't sound as though the decision is going to be too long in coming, and presumably will be published to the court's website, where all the documents relating to Virginia Giuffre's civil lawsuit against the Duke of York find themselves residing. But the takeaway from this hearing is that it was a pretty vigorous back and forth between lawyers for the Duke of York and lawyers for Virginia Giuffre, but the judge who's going to make this decision certainly did not sound like a man who was being swayed by Prince Andrew's legal counsel. Indeed, at one point, responding to something they'd said, he simply turned to them and said, "That dog is not going to hunt. It's not going to happen." So that gives you a sense, perhaps, of where this legal ruling is heading.
Simon Marks reporting live on the end of that hearing. The case will end, I'm sure, when we get that judgment, which, as Simon reported, will be quote-unquote pretty soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.